Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we've said over the years, the purpose of these broadcasts is to entertain, to inform, and to call to action. Today is a call to action to everyone who believes in the freedom to live as God calls us to live. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, let me provide some context. Several months ago, I was asked to participate in a briefing for a small group of religious leaders at the White House. It was eye-opening, to say the least. The person hosting the meeting began by reading off a long list of accomplishments by the Trump administration during their first 9 months in office. I was shocked. The list was both long and substantive. I consider myself fairly well informed on a policy level, and I knew nothing about three-quarters of the accomplishments on the list. How was that possible? How could someone whose life is immersed in public policy be so ill-informed? The answer was twofold, but first a point of clarification. I was not a Trump supporter during the primary. I tend to be very cautious and jaded by nature, and President Trump was honestly not my first choice. That said, from a policy perspective, I've been very pleased with what I've seen. So why was I so ill-informed? Like I said, it boils down to two things. First, the administration is quietly working behind the scenes to undo 8 years of damage done by the previous administration. At the agency level, they're making major changes with little fanfare. Second, the president is fighting an uphill battle with a press corps that largely opposes his agenda. Simply put, they're liberal, he's conservative, and they're not willing to print his accomplishments. I used to run into the same thing when I was in public office. It's frustrating, but it's part of the game. By the time we finished our meeting, I was feeling more positive than I had in years. Yes, there are personality issues that make the president a challenge to work with, but from a policy perspective, great things are happening, and today's call to action is a case in point. Over the years, we've seen a weakening with respect to the Constitution on the part of policymakers from our local school boards clear up to the United States Supreme Court, particularly in the areas protected by the First Amendment. The freedoms of speech and the free exercise of religion have come under direct assault. Now, we have a chance to reclaim lost ground. Under the Trump administration, the Department of Health and Human Services is preparing a rule protecting conscious rights. You may recall the story of Kathy DiCarlo, a nurse who was forced to participate against her wishes in a late-term abortion. She filed an ethics complaint, and the previous administration refused to hear it for 3 years. That's a travesty. Under the new rule, healthcare professionals could refuse to participate in abortions because of their religious or moral beliefs. A comment period is currently open, and the Department of Health and Human Services needs to hear from you. It's easy. Please go to our homepage at montanafamily.org and click on the Freedom of Conscience link. You'll be taken to a template where you can leave your comments with a few simple clicks. Please go to montanafamily.org today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.